Hello, it is Sean from the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. Now, you might be thinking, hang on a second, you're not Bex from the Fun Kids Book Club. No, I'm not, unless Bex's voice has got very, very, very deep. I'm Sean from the Breakfast Show, and I've just started a brand new video game podcast with Glitch Magazine, which I wanted to tell you book lovers about. You can get it free in Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this podcast. But right now, as a bonus special treat for you, I'm going to play you this week's episode.
The Gaming Show with Glitch Magazine. On shelves now at all good supermarkets and newsagents.
All right, guys, it's the Fun Kids Gaming Show with Glitch Magazine. I'm Sean, and this is what we're going to be chatting about today. Our pick of the week this week is Detective Pikachu for the Nintendo 3DS, mainly because Pikachu sounds like this.
Pika! Pika, Pika, Pika! Pika, Pika!
This is the worst. There's got to be someone out there who gets what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's actual Pikachu's voice there. It's also a pretty neat game as well, comedy Pikachu voices aside, so we'll be talking about that later. Also, due to Pikachu's rather unique and amusing voice, we're going to do a top five ridiculous voice acting moments in gaming, from the absurd stuff.
I know what you want. You want a stone.
To the more annoying.
Come on, Sonic, we need to get busy.
Also, some ridiculous mistakes that went unnoticed and made it into the final games.
Thieves broke into the Arcane University, the Imperial Legion compound, and the temple all on the same night. Wait a minute, let me do that one again.
So on the community section of my YouTube channel, N60Sean, we asked you guys for some of the hardest challenges you've ever faced in video games, be that hardest levels or hardest bosses, so we're also going to be talking about those. And that is what is coming up on the Fun Kids Gaming Show with Glitch Magazine. So Detective Pikachu is our pick of the week this week. It's out now on the Nintendo 3DS. It's a very, very different Pokemon adventure than you'd normally come to expect.
Pika! Pika, Pika, Pika! Pika, Pika!
This is the worst. There's got to be someone out there who gets what I'm saying.
Yeah, so Pikachu's a little bit different than what we'd normally expect from a Pikachu, and I'm 100% down with this. I am all on board with a sassy, wisecracking Pikachu. Breathes a whole new host of fresh air into what is a very different experience than what we've usually come to expect from Pokemon games. So obviously it's different from the standard Pokemon game of a legendary trainer trying to catch them all. In this, you're more of like an average Joe named Tim. He ain't no legendary Pokemon trainer, folks. And you have to go and solve cases with your trusty little sidekick, Detective Pikachu, who is complete with a nice little Sherlock Holmes hat and coat as well. And you go around solving cases by chatting to other lovely characters, collecting testimonies, before you can piece together all the evidence and solve a multitude of cases. So Dan TDM streamed quite a lot of this, of Detective Pikachu on the day it was released. And one of my favourite things about Detective Pikachu is when Detective Pikachu then starts interrogating other Pokemon. So this is a scene when Detective Pikachu is interviewing a mischievous Murkrow.
There he is. I guessed it from the beginning, and so did you guys,
right,
too.
Right, I get it. I'm sorry I entered your nest without asking. Anyway, you fought with Apom, right?
Murkrow! Murkrow! Murkrow!
You didn't, huh? Tim, why don't you show it what we found?
This feather is yours, right?
So because this game was so different to normal Pokemon games, I had a couple of little concerns, which were ultimately unnecessary. My main worry going into it was that solving the cases were going to get dull after a little while. But because the personalities of the characters and the interaction with the characters are all super duper fun, and also as well, it's in the Pokemon universe as well, I felt I learned loads more about the Pokemon universe in this game as I was going along, because the interactions and characters are more in depth than you would normally get in Pokemon like Sun and Moon, and also it's in a completely different circumstance than you would come across any other characters in a Pokemon game.
Pikachu, need milk or sugar?
Nah, no thanks. This coffee smells so good!
So Detective Pikachu on the Nintendo 3DS is our pick of the week this week. Go and check it out. I want more Pokemon doing human job crossovers, please. like Fireman Squirtle. Make that a game, I reckon. A little family of Squirtle War Turtles in Blastoises bombing around the city, putting out fires. I reckon that'd be good. Rockstar Jigglypuff. A little bit like Guitar Hero in SingStar, but you're a Jigglypuff and your job is to make the crowd go to sleep. I reckon that could probably be a thing. Or some sort of like crazy taxi style surfing game when you're like a Lapras. That one probably needs more work, but make these things happen, Nintendo. So while the voice acting in Detective Pikachu, and mainly Detective Pikachu's voice in particular, was a triumph, there were some weird bits, sure. I mean, Detective Pikachu gets a little bit flirty sometimes, which isn't entirely okay, but on the whole, it's fine. But there's been a ton of other times in video games where the voice acting has been less good. So here are my top five voice acting fails in video games. So here at number five, here are some wonderful interactions.
What is this?
Stop it! Don't open that door!
What is it?
What is it?
Blood. Hope this is not Chris's blood. That was too close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
So what hilarious slapstick comedy game is this voice acting from? That's right, kids. Resident Evil. That's right. Can you just feel the spine-tingling horror in these characters' voices? That they just sound ridiculously scared.
Don't scare me.
That's what I was going to say.
But just take a look at this.
So this was from the original Resident Evil on the PlayStation. I think it's because it was translated from Japanese. I think the voice actors might have just not really known what was going on at all. Pretty ridiculous. Okay, right, I'm going to do a joke, okay? Some people say the scariest thing about Resident Evil is the voice acting. Am I right, guys? Yeah, I reckon that does the voice acting justice.
It looks like he was killed by a crow or something.
So at number four, we've got a couple of clips from Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast. So to set the scene here, Sonic is chilling on the beach, having a nice time. He looks up and sees his friend Tails trying to do some tricks in his plane. The tricks go wrong, and then Tails is in a horrifying plane crash. And I think you can tell just how concerned Sonic is for his friend's safety.
Huh? What? Tails? Watch out! You're gonna crash! Ah! Tails! What am I gonna do with you?
Now, I know Sonic's pretty cool, but he's especially cool for someone who's literally just watched his mate in a plane crash. Oh, Tails, what am I gonna do with you, you silly sausage? Don't crash your plane. Everyone knows that that's not smart. That's how you die. Although, to be fair, this is how Tails sounded in the game.
That means his 2 to our 1, and that's not good. Come on, Sonic, we need to get busy. Oh, he transformed again.
So yeah, he sounded pretty annoying. So maybe that's why Sonic wasn't that bothered. He probably just knew the cameras were on him, so he was probably just trying to act more sad than he actually was.
Watch out, you're gonna crash. Ah!
At number three, sometimes some voice acting sneaks into a game that the developers don't want you to hear. In Elder Scrolls 4, I mean, there are a gazillion lines of dialogue. I think more accurately, I think it's around 10,000. But I'm pretty sure this wasn't one of the 10,000 that they wanted slipping into the final game.
Thieves broke into the Arcane University, the Imperial Legion compound, and the temple all on the same night. Wait a minute, let me do that one again. I heard the thieves broke into the Arcane University, the Imperial Legion compound, and the temple all on the same night.
Yep, that made it into the final game, people.
Wait a minute, let me do that one again.
At number two, we've got another case of mistakes making it into the final game. This was in the DLC of the last WWE game. This was in the Hall of Fame mode, where you play as two incarnations of Charles Wright's characters, The Godfather versus Papa Shango. The commentator, Jerry Lawler, goes on to talk about Charles's third character, The Goodfather. It's all pretty confusing, isn't it? It was even too confusing for Jerry, who just couldn't get his head round all the different Godfathers and Goodfathers, and this mistake made it into the actual final game.
The Godfather is clearly one of the most popular superstars on the card tonight, but there was a time back in 2000 that he wasn't very well received by the WWE Universe.
You mean back when he was the Godfather? Yeah, the fans definitely didn't like him then, but you know what? He was a winner, and that's what counts. In fact, he won the World Tag Team Championship that year with his fellows right to... In fact, he won the World Tag Team Championship that year with his fellow Right to Censor member. Yeah.
Three.
Oh, you're right. Ready? Oh, you mean back when he was the good father. Yeah, the fans definitely didn't like him then, and I didn't either. But you know what? He was a winner, and that's what counts. In fact, he won the World Tag Team Championship that year with his fellow Right to Censor member.
Oh, man, I hope Jerry Lawler went and found that sound guy and dropped him on his head with a pile driver for that. And at number one, I like this one just for its weirdness. I'm not going to lie. This is from a ninja game called Tenchu Stealth Assassins for the PlayStation 1. This comes just before a boss fight on level 6, which is against this lady with a massive frying pan and a massive old belly. And she just comes out with this.
I know what you want. You want a stone. It's safe inside my belly.
You're not going to get it.
Right, okay, lots to discuss there. Number one, what accent is that? Number two, what is that weird crow noise? Or is that a baby crying in the background? I'm pretty sure that's just not even explained on the level. And also, that laugh at the end. Just 100 miles of nope. You know, sometimes you play stuff when you're younger and it stays with you forever. That end of level boss is definitely one of them. And that is our top five video voice gaming fails. Oh my days. As if I just actually said video voice gaming. Just spent the last bit of time taking the mic out of voiceover fails, and then I just drop probably the worst one of all. That is our top five video game voice acting fails. Oh my days, I just need to delete myself. So let's hear from you guys now. I asked you what your hardest challenge you've ever faced in a video game was. Would that be like the hardest level or the hardest boss fight? Loads of you came back, as you always do, on the community section of my YouTube channel, N60 Short. I appreciate every single one of you who contributes and also watches the videos, drops any likes, and also subscribes as well. You are all excellent heroes. Thank you so much. So let's hear from you and see what you guys were coming out with. Satish Reddy, the hardest thing that he's seen in a video game is Geometry Dash Theory of Everything 2. So I just watched Alex Payne's video of completing this level, and oh my days, this level looks insane. I think it would drive me bonkers to even try and finish that level. Not because of like the million obstacles. I think it's like a little bit like Super Meat Boy or something. There's like loads and loads and loads of obstacles. It's quite a long level as well, but there's also like these crazy disco lights going on as well. So that's Geometry Dash Theory of Everything 2. Go and watch that on YouTube. It's an insane level. Zaxxon L4D2 says, beating Cuphead on the hardest difficulty. I'm with you, Zaxxon. Cuphead is one of the hardest games I've played. And I loved Cuphead. I loved how hard it was. But also, I loved how difficult it was. But also, I'd quite like to see a platformer in that art style that maybe wasn't quite so savage. Just because I enjoyed looking at it all in all of the art. But I didn't so much enjoy dying every 2 minutes. Abyss OP, Rough Diamonds, and loads of you all went for Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy. If you want to see my feelings on Bennett Foddy's game, Getting Over It, where you're a bold little headed man sat in a cauldron trying to climb around a landscape with a Yosemite hammer, then go and watch my videos of it on my YouTube channel, N60 Short, where I have such a nice time. Nut. No nice times. But yeah, getting over it. Ridiculous game. 20 FTW and Blue Mods. Big shout out to you guys. They both went for the last boss in Dark Souls 3. Old Soul Cinder. You know, it's the classic situation with that guy. We're thinking that you've killed it only for it to replenish all its health and have a second form. I rewatched that battle, actually, on the boss battle database. And there's some guy who's doing it has decided to have what looks like a massive onion on his head for the armor. It, you know, takes the style out of it a little bit. But yeah, old Soul Cinder in Dark Souls 3, difficult. And finally, going away from the boss battle side of things, Zolkhairi Ranma is gone for training all of your Pokemon to level 100. I mean, yeah, that is going to be some serious hours there, mate. Or loads of lucky eggs. One of the two. And that is it for the Fun Kids Gaming Show with Glitch Magazine. If you're listening on iTunes, please do give us a 5-star review because that helps us out massively as well. Go check out the Fun Kids Breakfast Show as well, and also my YouTube channel, N60 Sean. And if you could subscribe to that as well, that would be amazing. And a massive thank you if you already do. We appreciate every single one of your support massively. We will see you next week for more gaming nonsense. Bye-bye.
The Gaming Show with Glitch Magazine. On shelves now at all good supermarkets and newsagents.